Hi and welcome. This is Steve Halpern at the Super Anti-Aging Podcast. Just listening to this podcast, you'll get younger and younger. So what's this podcast about? It's about using the latest scientific information that's available to turn back the clock to avoid age-related conditions. I'm going to be 73 in January 8th, and every day when I wake up, usually at 5:30, because I only need a couple hours sleep, I know I'm getting younger and younger. Why? Because I'm turning on all those anti-aging genes, all those anti-aging systems in my body. It's not how old you are chronologically. It's how old you are biologically. That's the most important thing, and that's going to be the true health revolution. How do you turn on all those anti-aging systems in the body? Well, here's an exciting study that came out of China. They approved, after doing some clinical trials, an Alzheimer's drug in both early and medium stage Alzheimer's. And guess what? It seemed to work. What was it? It was an ingredient from a special type of seaweed. Now, how did it work? Did it work on cleaning out amyloid plaque, which all the big drug companies have attempted for years unsuccessfully? No, it worked on a specific probiotic. That's right, a specific probiotic in the colon. No Google search on probiotics, or what we call the microbiome, those zillions of bacteria, well, they're not bacteria in the same sense as infectious bacteria, but those creatures that live in our colon that seem to affect every single function in the body. Well, a search will turn up, again, if you look up microbiome and Alzheimer's, scientific research. Now, why might this happen? Well, it's kind of interesting that when I examine the microbiome of young people, healthy seniors, seniors with Alzheimer's, or other health issues, there was a totally different microbiome. That's right, a senior's microbiome is different from a young person's microbiome, or at least a healthy person's microbiome. So there we have the diet connection and all the things that affect the microbiome, not just taking probiotics, which absolutely makes sense, but eating a probiotic diet with lots of fiber and fermented foods, things that support a healthy microbiome. In fact, an interesting study I came across on trans fats, which are these fake fats, right? In places like New York, they've been banned, but they still show up sneakily by other names in processed foods. It was a way of adding an ingredient to oil to make it stable so the oil wouldn't go rancid, and they call it trans fats, which doesn't exist in nature. And there was almost between a 60 and a 75% increased risk of dementia or Alzheimer's with high levels of trans fats. So what this points out is that the reason so many drugs have failed is they were looking at the wrong piece. They were looking at tau protein or amyloid plaque in the brain. Like any health condition, or what we call unhealth condition, there are going to be multiple related factors. And certainly this is going to tie into brain health. We know that oxidative stress, which I've talked about in these podcasts many, many times, it's a byproduct of energy production, and we need these so-called free radicals or oxidative compounds for many functions in the body, normal functions. It's when the level of these oxidative compounds get out of control, they burn down the house, whether it's your arteries, your brain, your eye, macular degeneration, cataract, joint dysfunction, wrinkling skin. They're all brown spots on the hands. They're all products of what we call oxidative stress. But the body has its own sprinkler system to control this. But as people get older or get certain health conditions, the sprinkler system can't keep up with the fire, the oxidative stress compounds. So what are some antidotes? Well, vitamin E, especially the full range of vitamin E, what we call tocotrienols. Many plant antioxidants, we call them polyphenols, in green tea, and all sorts of berries, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, and certainly in other plant-based foods. So that's important. An example of the negative effect of oxidative stress is that in the world now, it's places like India, New Delhi, and Beijing, and maybe even California, places with high levels of air pollution, we see a connection to arterial disease. Well, you would assume just the air pollution would affect the lungs, but no, through oxidative stress, it affects the arteries. And don't believe the myth, the so-called cholesterol myth. It's not the cholesterol, it's the rancid cholesterol. Oxidized cholesterol. And again, oxidized. See, we come up with that term again. Oxidized LDL, big risk factor. What happens? Oxidation leads to inflammation. Inflammation then damages all systems in the body, or what we call excessive inflammation. You need some inflammation. You get a bump or a bruise, you'll get some inflammation, but the body takes care of it. You get a slight cut, and then it gets inflamed to protect the rest of the body from these bacteria, just walls it off. So there's appropriate inflammation. But even slight inflammation in the blood-brain barrier has been shown to have negative effects on the brain. And you don't have to have traumatic brain injury or concussion, but just even shaking up the brain a little bit, like we see in sports, we see in high school athletes, we see it in any contact sport that's going to shake up the brain a little bit. Now, what can we do? Again, we can turn on our antioxidant systems. What's the most potent way of doing this that we know right now? A compound called sulforaphane, which I've talked about lots of times. And here's an exciting... Sulforaphane can be produced by compounds in vegetables, especially broccoli seed. The compound is called glucoraphanin. Glucoraphanin then converts to sulforaphane in the body. And now you have something. Now, listen to this. This is quite profound. sulforaphane. Just, they modified it a little bit, synthesized it so that it can be stable. Has been approved as an orphan drug by the FDA. Now, even though it was developed or marketed in England, company got investment money and sponsored some clinical trials. And they did a clinical trial on breast cancer, and people were on chemo, and where the chemo wasn't working, and in post-stroke, again, the brain. And it met the endpoints of the study. And now they're going to support other clinical trials. Now, right now, there are 3,000 medical studies, science studies, that exist on this compound, and over 500 clinical trials. Many of the studies have been done on animals because it costs a lot of money to do a clinical trial, especially on a natural compound. And that's the difficulty. The investment in doing a clinical trial on a non-patentable natural compound is not a good payoff. So only when scientists are able to get an NIH grant or have some university support the study can they do the study. But here's an example that was done on sulforaphane derived actually from broccoli sprouts, which aren't the most potent source in breast cancer, and it came out positive, and yet there were that study cost $500,000. So if we're going to wait for these studies, it's going to be a long time on natural compounds. And so we have to extrapolate from the animal studies, things done on blueberries and brain function, and I can go through, and as I do more of these podcasts, I'll go through some of the individual nutrients. And again, critics will say, well, it's an animal study. And I'll say, who's going to pay for the human study? So in a sense, we have to be our own guinea pigs, and if there's a great safety profile for something, it's worth doing. An interesting study on lithium. Now, lithium has been used for manic depression as a drug in high dose. It's a mineral. And looking at patients who have been on this for a long time, there seem to be some good health markers. And so, might this be an anti-aging compound? Might be. Cell studies have shown that lithium can help protect the telomeres. Telomeres are the caps on the chromosomes which help protect the DNA. Now I'm going to give you the nuggets. The nuggets of anti-aging. But getting back to the lithium, using very, very, very low dose that would be dietary or a supplement seemed to, in the animal studies and the cell culture studies, give the same effect. And I personally use a lithium based colostrum supplement from Life Extension, Memory Protect, which I get from Talking Herbals. I think it's really worth doing, given the fact that I call them the pyramids of anti-aging. Healthy microbiome. Very, very, very important. In fact, I just saw another interesting study on flu and colds, and there seem to be some specific probiotics to protect against or lessen the effect of flu or cold. Some numbers talked about 70-80% reduction. And given that many of the flu vaccines don't work, and especially in seniors, and the great question would be, how come? It's probably tied into the microbiome, which no one's really investigated. And interesting enough, there was a sulforaphane study, again, getting back to broccoli seed and my favorite supplement, Vitalik, a physician, in animal studies. It seemed to potentiate the effect of a flu vaccine. So again, why? Well, we know all the mechanisms, and we know that the sulforaphane can positively affect the microbiome and actually have its own bacterial and antiviral effect. It's even been shown to be protective against HIV, yes, of all things, a connection between sulforaphane and the HIV virus. So let me get back to the pillars of aging, a nice, young, healthy microbiome, protecting your DNA, healthy, long, telomeres, which are made from telomerase. And there are companies now that are selling all sorts of supplements, supposedly, to help support healthy telomeres. I use sulforaphane for that purpose. So again, we have a healthy microbiome protecting your DNA, supporting healthy hormonal function, making, you know, having yourself checked for your estrogen, testosterone, pregnenolone, progesterone levels, DHA levels, free and bound testosterone, DHT. A nice finding about sulforaphane is sulforaphane will help control dehydrotestosterone, which is the very potent testosterone which has been linked to hair loss and prostate issues. What's been interesting is there have been prostate cancer studies on sulforaphane. So let me get back to the pillars. The microbiome. Healthy, long telomeres, normal hormonal or optimized hormonal function, and in mitochondrial wellness. These are the cell batteries that we have. As our cell batteries die down, as I've said previously, your systems don't work. How do you support healthy mitochondria? Certainly by good health habits, exercise, and stress management, weight control, but also, and compounds like CoQ10, PQQ, sulforaphane, polyphenols that are found in different berries can help support a healthy mitochondria. So you have your cell batteries, you have your microbiome, you have your telomeres, and your energy systems in the body. What we call our house cleaning systems, cleaning out senolic cells. These are zombie cells. There's been research on quercetin, a special optimized quercetin, and possibly green tea, and again, sulforaphane, in helping clean out some of these zombie cells. From a house cleaning point of view, there are cellular processes. One is called autophagy, and the other is apoptosis. Autophagy is the self-cleaning out of the cells. A lot of research is going on in Einstein senior program. It's called the Ashkenazi Longevity Program, to see what it is in the gene systems of these long-lived, healthy seniors. that makes them different. And one of the mechanisms they're looking at is autophagy, which is a self-cleaning process where the body will clean out the junk in the cell. How do you do that? Caloric restriction, waiting as long as you can to eat the next day, or fasting during the week. It helps clean out the cells, which is autophagy, having a normal sleep pattern with normal circadian rhythms so that these cells can be cleaned out. In fact, a recent study showed that cerebral spinal fluid during the night in a wave-like action can help clean out the brain, including the plaque, amyloid plaque. But it was affected by your sleep cycle. And so if you didn't get into deep REM sleep, you didn't turn on this cleaning action. What's kind of very interesting is that cerebral spinal fluid also contains lots of antioxidants, especially glutathione and sulforaphane is carried into the brain, passes the blood-brain barrier. And so flushing your brain with a natural antioxidant is probably one of the factors, because there seems to be a link between oxidative stress and increased risk of Alzheimer's. In fact, there's some animal studies on sulforaphane and animal models of Alzheimer's. So a normal sleep pattern supporting autophagy and supporting the cleansing of senolytic cells. And then we can get into other biochemical systems, which I'll talk about in more detail in other podcasts. One is called apoptosis, meaning a damaged cell will die and not get converted to a cancer cell. So the people who know me know I absolutely support broccoli seed. I think it can change the whole healthcare system. Right now, my favorite product is Vitalica broccoli seed, a patented broccoli seed originally developed for research at Johns Hopkins. At Vitalica Supplements, Vitalica Supplements with an S, .com, and there's a really good price on the product, a really competitive price on the product. In fact, I've also added BroccoPet, which is a potent broccoli seed and a convenient powder that can be added to your dog's food. Some dogs just love to eat it. So I appreciate your comments. You can put the comments in the comment section of Podbean. Please share and subscribe. It helps support this podcast. Feel free to email me with questions. I also do health counseling and training, athletic training in New York, and I also do it remotely. So, again, thank you so much for listening.